Bihar. On February 23, Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, leader and Bihar Cooperative Minister Surendra Prasad Yadav made objectionable remarks against Agnivir recruits claiming that the Agnipath scheme would turn Indian Army into a hidden key forge. The RJD minister said, exactly 8.5 years from today, our army would be seen as hidden key forge, army of eunuchs. This is because our serving jawans will have retired by then, and the training of the Agnivirs will still be going on. Whoever came up with this idea of recruiting jawans through the Agnipath scheme should be hanged. He continued, why has this idea been brought up when our army is the strongest in the world? What kind of army will be prepared in 4.5 years? He further claimed, when the Agnivirs will be 25 to 26 years old, people will come with marriage proposals. What will they say? I am a retired soldier. Who will marry them? Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai demanded Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar to sack this anti-national minister for his objectionable remarks against army jawans. He said, Surendra Yadav's statement, as a cabinet minister, is highly objectionable. Our army is renowned for its bravery. It is regrettable and highly objectionable for a sitting minister to say that our army will be turned into a force of eunuchs. He further claimed that Surendra Yadav continues to be a minister even after making such a crass and objectionable remark as a direct insult to our army and jawans by the Nitish Kumar government. It only goes to show the anti-national character of the RJD and JDU. Rai added, Nitish ji and Tejaswi ji should know that our army has always been known for its bravery and sacrifice and the country will not tolerate any insult to our armed forces. I want to ask to Nitish ji if he has any sense of nationalism or patriotism left in him. If yes, he should immediately sack this anti-national minister, who has denigrated the army with his statement. He further stated, I also want to tell Tejaswi Yadav, RJD chief and Bihar deputy CM, that Surendra Yadav may be a big leader of his party, but he should be expelled for such an objectionable statement against the army. And if he doesn't, the RJD's character will stand exposed before our countrymen as well as our jawans. Under the Agnipath scheme, announced on June 14, 2022, the three defense services are recruiting youth between the age bracket of 17.5 years to 21 years for 4 years with a provision to retain 25% of the recruits for a further 15 years. For 2022, the upper age limit was extended to 23 years. It is pertinent to note that Indian Army recruited 40,000 Agnivir through the scheme in 2022, of which 10,000 Agnivirs will be given permanent commissions after 4 years. Indian Army will recruit 40,000 Agnivirs through the scheme again this year.